Troy's got it. Here's Thomas. Thomas is up to the right. It's at the 20. Here we go. 10, 5. Touchdown, Denver. DT with a spectacular catch. Balled off a Cardinal defender.
Well, Tavarius Thomas, welcome to the party.
Welcome back into Fox on Fox, joined now by the reigning AFC Offensive Player of the Week, Demaryius Thomas. Demaryius, 226 yards receiving in one game. That's a Broncos franchise record. Now, you had 141 yards through three games, 226 in your last game. How do you explain the difference there, my man?
It's hard to explain the difference, you know. I guess it's like any given Sunday. You know, the first three games, I could say I ain't played my best ball. And I came out this past Sunday, had a franchise day.
Did you have any sense before the game started, maybe before kickoff? I know you said, you told me you put in a lot of work during the bye week, that you were going to come out. Did you have a different feeling about it? Maybe this was the time to really get going?
I had a little different feeling. I felt like I prepared for this game a little different by catching the ball from Harry, our equipment guy.
Is that new?
He can throw a little. Right. Harry can throw, you know. I can't get Peyton to throw me 200-plus balls. But that's something new. But and going by practicing, I knew coming out of this game, it'd be a little different.
You can't have a great receiver without having a great quarterback. You obviously have a great one in place right here. I know you get this question a lot, but what is it about playing with Peyton Manning that really elevates your game?
I think the first thing was, being in a meeting room with him, learning the stuff that he knows and, helping me out to, play faster. Because when I sat in the meeting room with him and understood how he watched film and took it on the field, when I hit the field, I was able to play fast and not think. And I used to think before, and having that, it made it even better. And, of course, him throwing the ball, it make it even better because most of the time it's on the money.
Next up, you get the Jets, and you go play one of your former teammates in Eric Decker. He might be on the sidelines. Maybe he's a little limited through practice with a hamstring injury. Anything you're going to say to Eric after the game, or have you talked to him at all leading up to this game?
No, I've been talking to him. I actually talked to him yesterday, and most likely I'll see him Saturday before the game. I don't really know if he's going to play, but me and Decker was like brothers, it was 4 years here. We met before we even came to Broncos. And, of course we miss each other, but, it's a business. But I see him, and hopefully we come out on top.
Look, some great wideouts in the league. You think of Calvin Johnson. You think of A.J. Green. I know you work out with some of these guys in the off season. Who's at the very top of that list right now? And feel free to vote for yourself.
Of course I'm going to vote for myself.
There you go.
Of course I'm going to vote for myself, but like you said, it's a lot of talent out there. You got B. Marshall, you got Calvin, you got AJ, you got Julio. It's a lot of talent. It's a lot of talent. So, I can't even vote right now because everybody's out making plays, and they're all different types of players.
All right, it's our get-to-know segment now time for DT. You ready for this one? All right, so life away from football. When you're not here putting in the work on the football field, what are you doing? What do you like to do away from the football field?
If I'm not looking at plays.
You're living and breathing football all the time. I know you are. A lot,
but, I play FIFA sometimes, play video games.
You and Nate Irving, big, there's some video gamers around the locker room.
Do a little FIFA. Yeah. And most of the time I sit in the house with the TV off for no reason.
You play some basketball in high school.
Yeah.
It seems like this is a repetitive question we get each week, but you guys got some pretty good basketball talent.
You do.
Can you name your starting five from the Broncos?
I have to go with me.
Julius Thomas.
Right? Oh, yeah. Julius Thomas. Aqib Talib.
Aqib plays hoops.
Yeah, you say you do.
Okay. I don't know about that. I saw Brock was going to go to Gonzaga.
Brock, and I'm going to have to go with Tony Carter.
I see Terrence Knighton says he can still get up and
he go. He can. I don't know about all that. Terrence can play too.
Nor do I.
He claims he can do it. I know that you're a Georgia guy through and through. That's your home, always will be. Does Denver feel more and more like your second home? Are you getting acclimated here?
Yeah, oh yeah, big time. Fifth year, I got a house here, and I'll be here more than I'll be in Georgia, so it's like a second home.
All right, thanks to Demaryius, and also a reminder, Coach Fox will be joining us again in just a few more minutes to further break down the Jets, but next up, let's go back to Raul, who is standing by with a couple of proud parents who had a front row seat to watch their superstar son make history on Sunday.
That's right, Nick. He didn't even pick up a pigskin in high school or for most of college. But after his basketball career ended, Julius Thomas decided to give football another look. Now, number 80 is one of the game's top tight ends. And as Cammy Carmen shows us, he's making his parents proud in the stands as he helps make history on the field.
Oh! No!
Let's go, Broncos!
Greg Thomas is one proud
Let's
papa.
Let's go, Broncos!
When Jewish gets on your roster, stuff happens.
Paid nothing money!
Which is why Mr. Thomas wasn't surprised at all.
Manning throws to the end zone. Julius Thomas, touchdown, Julius Thomas.
When his son caught Peyton Manning's 500th touchdown.
There's Julius! Oh.
Mom Toria was in tears.
I'm the emotional one. His whole career has come, how it's just, everything has just fallen in line exactly the way it's supposed to be.
Manning in the gun.
For Julius, who also caught Manning's 51st touchdown last season, which set a new NFL single season record, it's just another day at the office.
For me, it's just making a play to help out my team, you know, hats off to Peyton to continue to play at a high level.
Oh, you know Peyton getting that one.
But the party continued in section 101 at Mile High.
Check it out. Here's a replay. I don't know how he saw the ball. What a catch. What a catch.
Julius usually tosses the game ball into the stands where his dad is always waiting.
I can see the play coming. So I see the play. I see the formation. I said, oh, gosh, that's going to be an easy one. So I'll make a quick move to the rail so I can beat anybody else to the rail.
And now Manning with 500.
But this one, of course, belongs to Peyton. And Greg wasn't exactly in position anyways.
He finally ended up on the wrong end zone. So his luck is not impervious to seeding.
After hauling in 14 touchdowns, Julius earned a trip to the Pro Bowl last season. So Greg already has a few pigskin mementos.
I got him at home in a case.
But the Thomases are most proud of their son's attitude.
The thing we like most about Julius is that with what he's accomplished, it hasn't changed him.
Cammy Carmen.
He's still my little boy.
Fox 31 Denver.
I love those guys. Such happy parents. Now, with an injury to Monte Ball, Ronnie Hillman is running into the starting lineup. But you may be surprised to hear who coached Hillman when he was just a kid. Up next, we'll tell you which superstar celebrity made sure the running back was headed in the right direction. Plus, a reunion with a familiar face. What Coach Fox had to say about seeing Eric Decker on the other sideline this Sunday.